offered the body support. Most patients who were suffering had impaired function, but did not have disease. The healthcare model did very little to improve their actual health, or it blatantly dismissed their complaints. These realizations inspired my passion to learn more about nutrition and pursue clinical strategies for patients who do not have a clear black or white model of disease or health, but instead are somewhere in a gray area. To this day, I am not anti-medicine. I have a high degree of respect and admiration for the practice of medicine and medical physicians. However, there is no doubt a void exists in the current practice of medicine. Many areas of specialization and training are not provided to medical physicians despite being accepted models in the scientific community, such as diet, nutrition, and lifestyle changes. I was forced into a unique position very early in my career. As I began to create efficient ways to manage my chronic patients, I wrote some papers and was given opportunities to lecture to other healthcare providers. This was immediately successful, and I began practicing and lecturing. I alternated weeks, seeing patients one week and researching, writing, and lecturing the other week, something I continue today. Lecturing to skilled clinicians forces me to stay current with the research and the clinical applications for the various topics I teach. Working with patients guides me to know which questions to ask.